Line-of-sight elongation and hydrostatic mass bias of the Frontier Fields Galaxy Cluster ABEL 370, by Keiichi Umetsu et al. We present a detailed weak lensing and X-ray study of the Frontier Fields Galaxy Cluster ABEL 370, one of the most massive known lenses on the sky, using wide-field BRZ Subaru, SprimeCam and Chandra X-ray observations. By combining 2D shear and azimuthally averaged magnification constraints derived from Subaru data, we perform a lensing mass reconstruction in a free-form manner, which allows us to determine both radial structure and 2D morphology of the cluster mass distribution. In a triaxial framework assuming an NFW density profile, we constrain the intrinsic structure and geometry of the cluster halo by forward modeling the reconstructed mass map. We obtain a halo mass M200 equals 1.54 plus or minus 0.29 times 10 to the power of 15 H1 msun, a halo concentration C200 equals 5.27 plus or minus 1.28, and a minor major axis ratio QA equals 0.62 plus or minus 0.23 with uninformative priors. Using a prior on the line of sight alignment of the halo major axis derived from binary merger simulations constrained by multi-probe observations, we find that the data favor a more prolate geometry with lower mass and lower concentration. From triaxial lens modeling with the line of sight prior, we find a spherically enclosed gas mass fraction of FGAS equals 8.4 plus or minus 1.0% at 0.7 H1 MPC. When compared to the hydrostatic mass estimate from Chandra observations, our triaxial weak lensing analysis yields spherically enclosed mass ratios of 1B equals 0.56 plus or minus 0.09 and 0.51 plus or minus 0.09 at 0.7 H1 MPC with and without using the line of sight prior, respectively. Since the cluster is in a highly disturbed dynamical state, this represents the likely maximum level of hydrostatic bias in galaxy clusters. We also obtain a model-independent constraint of M2D. This was line-of-sight elongation and hydrostatic mass bias of the Frontier Fields Galaxy Cluster ABEL 370, by Keiichi Umetsu et al.